Un puñado de canciones y una carátula. Entramos a Sintonía Crónica Discografía. Una mirada profunda a los álbumes más importantes de las últimas décadas. Con Bárbara Espejo y Rodrigo Santamaría. Auspicio de Servicios Funerarios María Ayuda. Duna. Sonidos de tu mundo.
En el programa de hoy escucharás el álbum Blood on the Tracks de Bob Dylan. Estás en Sintonía Crónica Discografía en Duna. Esta semana nos hemos estado acercando a la celebración de los 25 años de Duna con artistas esenciales de nuestro catálogo. Uno de ellos es Bob Dylan, que en 1975 entregó uno de los discos fundamentales de su repertorio. Blood on the Tracks es un relato íntimo de su divorcio y una de las piezas de música que demuestran el real legado de este cantautor norteamericano. En 1970, tras editar New Morning, Bob Dylan hizo un pequeño alto en su carrera musical para dedicarse a su familia. 5 años antes se había casado con la modelo Sarah Lawrence, pero en la vorágine de su vida artística no le había dedicado todo el tiempo que quería y era hora de remediarlo. El silencio de Dylan alarmó a la comunidad musical, que veía a uno de sus líderes desaparecer por un lapso indeterminado de tiempo, pero él lo necesitaba.
Tener hijos cambió mi vida y me segregó de todo lo que estaba pasando. Afuera de mi familia nada tenía mucho interés para mí. Fantaseaba con una existencia de 9 a 5, una casa en una cuadra con árboles y una cerca blanca. Ese era mi gran sueño.
Palabras de Bob Dylan.
Early one morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing and it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all. And one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew place and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face and the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines on my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue.
pray. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. Fuck me to you. Basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Meses pasaron y la tensión entre estas dos fases de Dylan, la de músico y la de hombre de familia, empezaron a colapsar su vida. De hecho, cambió su casa campestre en Woodstock y se mudó junto a su familia a Nueva York, muy cerca de los lugares que impulsaron el inicio de su carrera. Pero el asedio de los fans se volvió insufrible y otra vez se tuvieron que largar de la ciudad.
En noviembre de 1972 viajaron a México aprovechando la filmación de la película Pat Garrett y Billy the Kid, donde Dylan tenía un papel. El rodaje también sacó chispas en la convivencia familiar y todo el clan Dylan volvió a mudarse, esta vez a California.
Apenas llegaron a la costa oeste de Estados Unidos, la relación de Bob y Sarah comenzó a agrietarse. Mientras construían su nueva casa, las discusiones de pareja se volvieron intensas. Dylan grabó su disco Planet Waves junto a sus colaboradores de The Band y pronto comenzó a salir con otras mujeres. La gira de promoción del disco marcó un punto de no retorno. El matrimonio con Sarah ya estaba trizado.
Early one morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as
we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. And later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Pray. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you. Street, the basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
En el verano de 1974, Sarah Longes y Bob Dylan se separaron. Él había vuelto a fumar y tomar como antes, y su voz volvía a tener un tono oscuro y aguardentoso. En septiembre, Dylan grabó algunas canciones en el estudio A&R de Nueva York, el mismo lugar donde había registrado 6 discos en la década anterior.
Tras 10 días de trabajo y en sesiones muy poco estructuradas, el artista terminó un disco que pretendía lanzar cerca de Navidad, pero ni sus colaboradores tenían muy claro lo que habían grabado.
Yo tenía la impresión de que Bob no se estaba concentrando, que no estaba interesado en hacer tomas perfectas. Bebía mucho vino, estaba un poco descuidado, pero él insistía en seguir adelante y pasar a la siguiente canción sin corregir errores muy evidentes.
Palabras del músico de sesión Eric Weisberg.
'Cause in another lifetime, one of toil and blood.
Con la fecha de lanzamiento muy cercana, Dylan tomó el disco y se fue a refugiar a su rancho en Minnesota, donde escuchó el álbum junto a su hermano David. El resultado no le pareció nada de satisfactorio y llamó a los ejecutivos de Columbia para que retrasaran la edición de su 15º álbum.
El 27 de diciembre, Dylan entró al estudio Sound 80 de Minneapolis con un grupo de músicos locales dando instrucciones muy claras: replicar el sonido de su disco Highway 61. Así se terminó de dar forma Blood on the Tracks, que su hijo Jacob más tarde recordaría como escuchar a mis padres hablando.
If you see her, say hello. She might be in Tangier. She left here last early spring. Is living there, I hear. Say for me that I'm all right. Though things get kind of slow. She might think that I've forgotten her. Though tell her it isn't so. We had a falling out, like lovers often will. And to think of how she left that night, it still brings me a chill. And though our separation, it pierced me to the heart, she still lives inside of me. We've never been apart. If you get close to her, kiss her once for me. Always have respected her for doing what she did and getting free. Oh, whatever makes her happy, I won't stand in the way. Oh, the bitter taste still lingers on from the night I tried to make her stay. I see a lot of people as I make their rounds, and I hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. Just learn to turn it off. Either I'm too sensitive, or else I'm getting soft. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by heart. So fast. If she's passing back this way, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time.
buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams.
Blood on the Tracks salió al mercado el 20 de enero de 1975 y fue alabado por la crítica. Aunque Dylan se encargó de decir que el álbum estaba basado en cuentos de Anton Chekhov, el tono confesional y autobiográfico era indudable. El disco se ubicó en el primer lugar de la lista Billboard y vendió 2 millones de copias, reafirmando la condición de ídolo del artista.
Con Blood on the Tracks, Dylan escribió la crónica de su propia separación. Con una mezcla de dolor y angustia, el autor llenó las canciones de una honestidad que por momentos suena desgarradora. Poco meses después del lanzamiento, Bob y Sarah trataron de reconciliarse, incluso se les vio juntos en un concierto benéfico. Pero cuando Dylan viajó a Francia para celebrar su cumpleaños número 34, Sarah nunca apareció y 2 años después, en 1977, presentó los papeles de divorcio. Mi matrimonio fue un fracaso, declararía Dylan a un reportero días después.
remember your face anymore. Your mouth has changed, your eyes don't look in the mind. The priest wore black on the seventh day and sat stone faced while a building burned. I waited for you on the running board near the cypress tree while the springtime turned slowly into water.
The Tracks de Bob Dylan, ese ha sido el disco destacado de hoy.
Para profundizar más en este disco, te recomendamos el compilado The Bootleg Series volumen 1-3, editado en 1991.
¿Sabías que puedes comprar de forma anticipada los servicios funerarios de María Ayuda? Entrégale a tu familia la tranquilidad que necesitan y estarás apoyando a cientos de niños de la Fundación María Ayuda. Convierte el dolor en un acto de amor. Mañana en un nuevo capítulo de Sintonía Crónica, discografía The Bends, de Radiohead. No te lo pierdas.